at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And I want to tell you right now, church, you can't never lose when you get on your knees and pray to God. You can't never lose when you humble yourself, because God got the final word. But look what he says here in chapter 40, verse 7. The grass withered, the flower faded, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And check this out. Surely people is grass.
Say it.
Now that should define everything right there too, right there. God's power is so powerful. Until he just like, if he blow his breath, thousands die. He raised his right hand, thousands live. It's at his discretion when everything needs to be done. All we have to do is just wait on him. Because God's word will stand forever. And as I go to my seat, and as I look around the church now, and I no longer see David Weaver here, but God's word will stand forever. And as I look over to my right, and I no longer see Deacon Maxwell, but God's word will stand forever. And I look in the middle, and I don't see Brother Walker no more. But I know that God's word will stand forever. And when I look in the back of the church, and I no longer see Brother Luke Hemp, I know that God's word will stand forever. And as I look over and I don't see my mother-in-law anymore, Claudia Liggins, I know that God's word will stand forever. And I remember old Deacon Towers sitting there. He's gone on to be with the Lord. But I know here Isaiah is explaining to us that God's word will stand forever. So what I want to tell the church, one of these old days, Donald Weston is going to be laid out here in front of the pulpit. But don't cry for me, because God's word will stand forever. Surely as the grass faded, surely as the flower withered, God's word will forever stand. So I want to tell you today, just keep on striving, keep on pressing, keep on finding your way, for God's word will stand forever. Antioch Church may fall, but God's word will stand forever. Donald Trump, he died to get two, but he couldn't do it, because God's word stands forever. child just don't know what the money coming through. But God's word will stand forever. Can I tell you, he'll give you exactly what you need. And he'll give you more than whatever you need. Don't you realize that God made it all? We have to stand before him one day. And he's going to let us know that his word stands forever. Please have mercy right now. One of these old days, it's going to be by and by. See you later. But I know one thing. God's word will stand forever. Mama's gone. God's word will stand forever. Daddy's gone. God's word will stand forever. Abide in his word so you can know what's going on. Isaiah has made it very clearly that God's word will stand forever. In New York City, two Trade Center buildings fell down. But God's word keep on standing. A tsunami came and wiped out Indonesia. But God's word keeps on standing. Keep on trusting. Keep on watching. Keep on seeking. Know that God is in the midst of everything that's going on. I don't know about you, but I know one thing. If I keep on walking, I keep on talking, I know one thing, that God's word will direct my path. So I'm telling you today, church, when you have that time, take a quiet place, go in your closet, go in the prayer room, abide in God's word, and you will find out that God's word will stand forever. It'll stand the test of time. It'll stand old in the White House. It will stand in every nation. God's word will stand forever. And we have to know that no matter what's going on, just rest assured that God is in the plan of everything that is going on. Keep on trusting. Keep on walking. Keep on looking. Because God is God all by himself. He said he looked to the west, he seen no other. He looked to the east, he seen no other. There's no other beside him but God all by himself. That means that he don't need no help. But you got to go to him. You got to seek him. You got to give all that junk to him. And when you give it to him, God's word will stand forever. And I just pray that God's word will forever stand. The doors of the church are open. If you're here today and you need God's word, this is your time. While the blood is still running warm in your body, to give your life to Christ. And when you give your life to Christ, I can tell you right now, church, you don't have to worry about it. God can handle every situation. He already explained to us in Isaiah. He looked to the east, and he looked to the west. He seen no other but him. That means that he got all power in his hand. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? If God can do to you, let's give a hand clap to him. Is it by letter? Or is it by Christian experience? Or just a candidate for baptism? Will you please come? We know not the hour. We know not the time. That God's word is going to be spoken for us to come on home. But I wouldn't allow this time right now to pass me by. Knowing I have a chance to give my life to God.
Don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodward, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT and KQJO FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got